Sanhedrin, Perakei Mishneh Gimel. Echoreime Bishnaim Bechoidish, the Echoreime Bishloisha Bechoidish. Here we have an inconsistency where two Edim answer the question, the Chakiru, which is necessary. If they say any of there, they're not Edim, like we explained. But Lamaisa, they didn't shtim. One said it was on the second day of the month, one said the third day of the month. Eduson Kayemes, the Mishneh's Mechadish, Sheze Yede Biburish Chodesh, Ze Eni Yede Biburish Chodesh. Remember, that I'm all a good Zeiten. Not everybody knew the date, the Sveka de Yoyma. So it makes sense that one should say on the second, one should say on the third. Now this idea is a little bit limited. The Gemara chops away at this halachim. There's a few reasons for that. First of all, as a Muskurishan, Haray, the whole din over here, to really try to trip the Edom up, when we're dealing with din and nefashis, comes from the pasuk v'shoftu Edom v'yitzilu Edom. There's a din hamuchuyevis for the Dayanim to try to pass up the Edom. We only pass Kandina Nefashis if the Edim withstand intense scrutiny and Dinu Dvarim and Maso Matan. So over here, Lamaisa, you have an inconsistency. So why wouldn't you have to clarify? It doesn't say over here in the Mishnah to ask them. Which day was Rosh Chodesh? Which day was Rosh Chodesh? It doesn't say to ask them. The reason for that is the Gemara says we're not talking about a regular case. We're not talking about just the context of one saying the second day of the month and one saying the third. We're dealing with, they both said that it was on Monday. So if they both say it's on Monday, they are talking about the same day. Ah, you tripped them up on the date. They didn't answer properly. That's the reason. They each one made a cheshbon, lefid their cheshboning. But they're clearly talking about one day. Also, the Gemara says that if it's after the time of the month, when generally people find out when's Rosh Chodesh, Bizman Shava, which is after the 15th day of the month, and it's already Chof for the Chodesh, and one says Chof, and one says Chof Aleph, so then already you should have known. So the Gemara adds that also. Lamaisa, there's one point about that Nekuda that's not so pashut. Is the Pshat, they came to Bezdin right away, let's say, and they're being made that they saw a Maisa Ritzicha Rechman al-Utzlan on Yud Zayin Bachodesh. So on Yud Zayin, you know that it's Yud Zayin. There's no reason for one of them to say Yud Zayin or Yud Ches. So that case, the Gemara says, that's called Hakosha. And then we throw the Edus out. What happens if they say Edus, they came to Bezdin on Yud Zayin, but they say one says Beis and one says Gimel. So the Chayrif, we say that they know already Biburish or Chodesh by the middle of the month, then by definition, now they could check their calendars and they could go backwards and know whether it was Beis or Gimel. That point is a grace of Machlaikis. There's Rishonim on one side, there's Achrenim on the other side, Nesivis with the Tumim, with Rishonim, with Furoshim, Yad Ramah, and others. The rationale behind this is that maybe they chalked it down in their head that it was on Beis. One aid at least thought there was Beis. One aid, Lefi his cheshbon, thought Gimel. So you put it down with a date in your head. You get to Beis and 2 weeks later. The fact that now you can go backwards and you can make a cheshbon, but we can still understand that you said Beis because in your mind it was on Beis. At that point, they had already told themselves that it was Beis. So Mel, that's excusable. That last point is a machlokes. Says the Mishnah, the obvious, Echoreime b'shloisha v'echoreime b'chamisha, Edusim b'tel. If one says Gimel, one says Hey, there's no reason why the Cheshbon should be off by 2 days. Echoreime b'shtei shoyis v'echoreime b'sholoi shoyis, Edusim b'chamis. One said that it was the second hour of the day, one said the third hour of the day. For us, we have a clock. But by them, they based their timing on the angle of the sun. The angle of the sun, Chazal's assumption is that a person could be off by an hour. Memele edusin chayemes, it makes sense. Echoreime b'sholosh v'echoreime b'chomesh edusin b'teilo. If it's 2 hours off, that means that somebody has an inconsistency and that we're not willing to be mekabel. Now this sugi is a sugi that comes up also. Legabi the tois and the angle of the sun, legabi chomets. At which hour Chazal said to burn chomets, which hour Chazal said that you're not allowed to eat chomets. It's a whole sugi in Pesachim Daf Yud Beis. And the Gemara actually says that the discrepancy in different people's measuring what time it is could be almost to 2 hours. So if the two of them would say 1 hour apart, you don't have to ask them what point in the hour, because even if one of them would be meaning at 2:01 and one would be meaning at 3:55, that could also be off. But a full 2 hours, not. So Mel, if they said the second hour, or rather the third hour, with the fifth hour, that array is not going to stem. First of all, of course, adds that if there are clocks, there are watches, so then even 2 hours, 3 hours, that's also off. And the same way, L'chayr should be true in the Reish of the Mishnah. Hayoyim that we're b'ki, b'kvi d'yarcha, we have a calendar, so L'chayr, one would not be able to admit Eidim that have that are off on the date. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Kayemis. If they're off by 2 hours, that type of toys we could be makabel. Reb Yehuda obviously holds that there's a wider discrepancy that makes sense. Echereme b'chomish, ve'echereme b'sheva, edusim b'telo, she'b'chomish chama b'mizuch, sheva chama b'mar. Those 2 hours, the fifth hour there, the seventh hour, they're never going to be confused because the sun's on a different side of the horizon. So Mela, that for sure cannot be confused. Mishnah Dalet. Now the Mishnah continues. V'chakach, machnisin es hasheni u'boidkinoise. They took in one. They went through the whole ringer of how they're boidik choyker, and they ask him questions. Now they take the second one. If they find that the edus stems, sounds like the two edim are talking consistently, so then they have to open up the masomaten between the dayonim with a tzad schus. We had before the protocol with the older, with the younger, tzad that dine nefashes v'shoftu v'hitzilu edo. It has to be v'hitzilu, has to have the heavier side of the discussions. Let's say the Eidim overstepped their role as Eidim, and now they step into Eidim, happen to be Talmid Chacham. And one says, I have a psasvara, a svara l'schus. An Eid is not allowed to get involved in the deliberations. He has his role. Now, the drosha behind this is interesting. It's in the Parsha of Retzeach. In the end of Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Lamed Hey, in Parshas Maaseh, over there the pasuk says, "Ve'ed echad lo yane b'nefesh." Now the pasuk happens to be saying, "Lo yane b'nefesh lomus." So it sounds like Eid Echad, one of the Eidim, lo yane b'nefesh, he can't get involved in the nefashas, period. But then the Torah says lomus to be on the tzad of killing him, the tzad hachoyv. So the Gemara dashes over here the state stodim, the Eid himself, lo yane b'nefesh, period. If it's one of the Talmidim was not one of the Dayanim, it's one of the Talmidim that are being Mishamish, like we learned in the last parak, so then the halach is, Lomus, you can't listen to him. You have to have the weight of being one of the Dayanim on the case for that. But if it's L'schus, then we listen to him. It's only if L'lamed Olav Chayvah, then Mishaskin Oysa, that we quiet him. Oma Echad Min HaTalmidim, Yesh L'lamed Olav Schus, Malan Oysa, Meshivin Oysa, Beneim. They bring him up to the status of one of the dayanim. This is a procedural thing. That the Beis Din, once somebody became part of the deliberations in a way that the Torah recognizes, so then you have to give him the kovid of having him up. The Gemara says that the halach is over here, it's kovid of Talmid Chachamim. This person who was sitting over here was a great Talmid Chachamim. If he's roy to sit as a possible dayan. The Mishnah in the last parak sees possibilities of him being a replacement dayan. So we're talking about somebody who's a big Talmid Chachamim. You're going to put him up and then you're going to send him down. It looks like you were doy chedvar. So mamela you keep him up on the duchon with the dayan himself. Vim yesh mamish bedvarov, shemim lo. They hear? Even if the person himself that the edus was set in front of, the person who's on trial, says, you always have to listen to schutzim. Here, he could bring up all sorts of foolish arguments that have no shaykhah. So here, the dayonim have to hear that they have to be shoklo v'tori in his words if it's tzumzach. Obviously, they don't count him as a deya, but they hear what he has to say. That's part of the protocol.